Hello, hello, and friendly atheist. Despite pastor's opposition, Georgia man gets okay to open liquor shop near churches. Okay, interesting story. Often I don't read much from these stories. I'm not going to read much from this one. So I do encourage you to read this one. It's a good story. Lots of quotes from both sides. And I find it fascinating. So I will just kind of describe the story, maybe read little bits here and there, and read one comment from the comment section, the very first one. And that'll be the show. All right, so there's a dude, his name is Duke, because it's Georgia, and of course his name is Duke. And he wanted to open a liquor store and get his liquor license. And, you know, there's always process, as there should be, to getting your liquor license. So Duke did what he was supposed to do. And he got approved for his liquor license, except there was a little bit of a problem. You see, in Georgia, there is a law that prohibits the sale of alcohol within 100 yards of any church building and 200 yards of a school building. I have questions. All right, this isn't even the bulk of the story, but I just wanted to point out that 100 yards is not even a football stadium. It's just the part in the middle between the end zones. Right? It's barely a touchdown. It's not that big. You can walk off 100 yards from your house and not be very far down the street. It's just not that much. And so I don't even know what these laws are for. 200 yards. Also, not that big. Not that big. That may be the length of a stadium. Some stadiums might even be bigger. But not that big. School kids, they're young, healthy. They can walk there. They can throw a rock that far. So I'm not entirely sure what these laws are, except for cosmetic. These are cosmetic laws. You know, if you're at a school building, you shouldn't be able to see any place that sells alcohol, you know, like a grocery store or a gas station where you can buy a candy bar and a drink. You know, got to be more than 200 yards away. So what? That's not a barrier. That is not a barrier to entry. And then 100 yards from a church building. First of all, why should there be any yards from a church building? Grown-ass adults. But 100 yards away, let's say 99 yards away, it offends the conscience of the church because they could see it. It's right there. That alcohol, you know. You know how weak church members are. If they're within 100 yards of alcohol, if they're within smelling distance, they're gonna drink some clown. God is offended at 99 yards, but at 100 yards, he's okay. I don't know, man. I don't know what these laws are supposed to do, other than be cosmetic and make it look like you're doing something effective. But let me just tell you, the liquor store owners, every one of them, will tell you that it makes sense to be within 100 yards of a church because those people in the church are their best customers. Why are you making it hard on them? So, anyway, I didn't mean to spend as much time on this. This is ancillary to the story. So the reason the law is important is because a church, after the man had, you know, been renovating his building and getting his license, a church decided to open up inside of 100 yards, basically across the street from the liquor store. In fact, two opened up just to be safe within 100 yards of the liquor store. And so this state withdrew the license. They ultimately denied the license. Well, can't do it. Church is within 100 yards. Hello, Georgia. Okay. Duke had a very gracious statement. Of course, he continued to fight. And there was another reasonably gracious statement by the person who threw the church in there. Hypocritical. Read the article. You'll see. I'm not even going to bother. It was a pastor. If he's the pastor, you're the sheep. Faith Tabernacle minister, Pastor Kevin Hobbs, because of course he's a Hobbs. This is Georgia. Okay. So Hobbs had some things to say, because there was an option, there was an out. You know, Hobbs could have signed a letter saying, we're not offended by this liquor store being there. And so the dude could have gotten his license that way. Hobbs, by the way, his church, 25 members. 25 members. I don't know what, you know, where they broke off from, but clearly, you know, someone sees a storefront that's across from a liquor store that's about to open, and they say, let's get it. 25, that's good. Now, I'm not sure if there are any particular laws here, but I'm not aware of any membership laws. I think they could have just opened the church with no members. We're talking about a 25-member operation that is clearly just sprung up to thwart a liquor store being open at a prime location. So this is Hobbs. I couldn't do it, Hobbs said. I responded, I cannot sign that letter. We cannot condone alcohol. We don't condone consumption of alcohol, as the Bible tells us. Hobbs went on to say that drinking alcohol destroys homes, communities, and one's work ethic, before talking about the dangers of drunk driving. Will someone please remind Hobbs of Jesus' first miracle? I'm just wondering. Because he may not be familiar with all of the Bible stories there. So there were protesters, because this is stupid. This is obviously malicious and taking advantage of a stupid law to stop a legitimate business, perfectly legal in Georgia, a dude who's done all of the legal things. There's no issue of impropriety on Duke's part. No hazards. So the community turned out to protest in favor of the church. No, sorry, in favor of the liquor store. There was no one protesting in favor of the church. Are you kidding me? In fact, a couple of details that I didn't mention. Duke, the one who is opening the liquor store, is a Christian. And the people who came out to protest on his behalf are Christians. And they're just appalled by this sheer hypocrisy and impropriety of this thing. And the fact that this legitimate business and Duke was there first. What are you doing? What are we doing? Are we really doing this? So thank you. Thank you, Christian protesters. So there was a local news station. I think it was 11, you know, you get these stations, they do these, you know, community reports, 6 on your side, 11 on your side, that kind of thing. And so they did an investigative report, and one day before the report hit the air, the state decided, I think we like to reverse our decision and let this one go through. And so they gave Duke his license, and now the liquor store, with its Christian supporters, is now open. Just one comment. This is the first one. I love the comments. So this is the commenter calling himself Tinker. Let me get this straight. A business that will generate revenue, jobs, and taxes for the community has to jump through hoops and red tape to open in Georgia. But a church that does not create jobs, taxes, and takes money from the community can just open anywhere they want. And this is neutral to religion? Thank you, Tinker. You all may take a drink, but only if it is from the David Russell Winery. I don't know the name of his label, but former co-host David Russell makes wine. It's a business. He does it. And so I encourage you to take a drink, but only from the Christian wineries and also from Duke's Wine and Spirits. You know what to do. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.